Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
It's Tuesday, February 7th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Tech earnings reports show slowdown as job openings soar and unemployment hits an ultra low. And post-pandemic labor market trends, half-full offices, and remote work. This is the Business of Tech. Last week was tech earnings reports. I was looking for cloud data here. AWS reported lower than expected revenue and warned that cloud growth would slow and company-wide operating profits in the current quarter could be anywhere from $0 to $4 billion. Analysts had expected operating profits near the high end of that range. Google's cloud numbers were slightly lower than expected, but continuing to grow, although analysts are waiting to see their AI moves. Job openings soared by 572,000 to 11 million in December, according to the latest job openings and labor turnover survey. Despite a steady stream of layoff announcements in the technology sector, there are still more job postings than workers available to fill them. Overall, the unemployment rate hit an ultra-low 3.4%, better than expected, and the best since 1953. Average hourly earnings rose 0.3% in January, slowing slightly from December's upwardly revised 0.4% pace. Over the year through January, hourly earnings are up 4.4%. Tech unemployment is only 1.8% versus 3.4% in the broader economy. So where are the booms? Leisure and hospitality and professional and business services lead the pack. In the January growth of jobs, these were the top two segments. The Washington Post dug into the move from hospitality to professional services. Those restaurant employees didn't disappear. They became office workers. And one other item of note, the Federal Reserve no longer sees the pandemic as a risk to the economy anymore. Why do we care? So this is the counterstory to the tech layoffs one. Big tech companies believed the economy would move faster than it did and the pandemic conditions would remain indefinitely. They're trimming up their businesses. And in a world without enough workers, tech remains explicitly tight. For those in services, remember that your customers are distinctly not tech, so those data points matter significantly more. There's continuing good news in the larger economy. So in the last story, I mentioned that the Fed isn't factoring in COVID anymore. I wanted to go deeper on that point, so let's quote from Axios. In the U.S., we've gone from a labor market of plenty to one of scarcity. 500,000 workers died, many retired earlier than expected, and immigration fell. The workforce itself is still short on workers. The labor force grew by an average of 1% a year in the post-war period, up till COVID. Now, growth has settled below 0.5%. That means higher wages and a landscape where workers have at least a smidge more power than before. It also means a stronger push toward automation wherever employers can do it. More fast food ordering kiosks and drugstore self-checkouts. Often workers don't always work in offices anymore. It's leading to huge changes in cities, all those half-empty offices and the restaurants that no longer feed hordes of desk jockeys. People working remotely want bigger homes and more amenities in regions that didn't need them before. And that has meant big changes in the real estate market. And another data point, according to swipe data from Castle Systems, office occupancy hit a new post-pandemic record this week at 50.4%. Half full or half empty? The figure has largely plateaued since September, hinting at a new reality where people work from home much more. Why do we care? Felt like this is the second portion of the day's story. The market has changed and is becoming more consistent. Half-full offices have been the norm since September, an offer that worker power has also been increasingly strong. It's the secondary effects to look for with your customers. Where are their businesses growing or shrinking? And where can you find a space to be the expert? PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust, default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. The perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more about it by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today is National Send a Card to a Friend Day, so do an old school one. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.